AP News. I'm Mike Hempen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the latest from President Trump ahead of this weekend's Iran negotiations as the war's economic impacts become more clear.
President Trump is weighing in before this weekend's talks on ending the Iran war. On social media, days after his stunning threat to wipe out Iranian civilization, the president writes the only reason Iranians are even alive is to negotiate. He says they have no cards other than short-term extortion of the Strait of Hormuz. In reality, effectively closing the strait has had a massive economic impact. U.S. inflation soared last month after the biggest monthly jump in gas prices in six decades. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Artemis II astronauts are on track for a splashdown in the Pacific to close out humanity's first voyage to the moon in more than a half century. The tension in Houston's mission control has been building as the four returning astronauts get closer to Earth. Their capsule is expected to hit 32 times the speed of sound as it re-enters the atmosphere this evening. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 3.3% in March from a year earlier. That's the biggest yearly increase since May 2024. On a monthly basis, prices were up nearly 1% in March from February. Texas's highest criminal court has overturned the death sentence of Clarence Curtis Jordan, who was on death row for nearly 50 years. Jordan was convicted in 1978 of murdering a Houston grocer. He is intellectually disabled and was found incompetent for execution. Authorities say five people have been charged with murder in a deadly Northern California explosion at a fireworks warehouse that killed seven people. This is AP News. Prices are continuing to swell for World Cup matches, especially those for the United States men's team.
FIFA has added new, even more expensive tiers of tickets for this year's World Cup, asking up to $4,105 for a front Category 1 seat at the U.S. opener against Paraguay in Inglewood, California on June 12th. Last week, FIFA had asked for a top price of $2,735 for Category 1 tickets for the match, but added a new front category pricing. FIFA also added a front Category 2 tier to its ticket sales website without public announcement, asking $1,940 to $2,330 for front Category 2 for the U.S. opener. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The rapper Offset has been released from a hospital after being shot outside a Florida casino earlier this week. That's according to a spokesperson. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.